Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoed met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. Vir die belangrikste sake nuus skakel in op RSG Geldsaake.
Koöperatiewe Suid-Afrika het oor die afgelope klompie jare hulle beursies toegeknyp en bitter min in ons ekonomie belê. En dit is volgens Stanlib se hoofekonoom Kevin Lings wat bereken het dat Koöperatiewe Suid-Afrika se kontantreserwes bykans 1,5 triljoen rand is. Nou dis baie geld, dis 1500 miljard rand. Anders gesien, as mens kyk na Suid-Afrika se totale bruto binnelandse produk wat omtrent 7,5 triljoen rand is, dan beteken dit dat hierdie 1,5 triljoen rand se kontant basies 20% van ons totale ekonomie is. Nou Kevin is op die lyn. Kevin, thank you so much for your time tonight. First of all, how did you calculate or found that corporates in South Africa are sitting on 1.4, 1.5 trillion rand?
So, evening, the number is really just extracted from the Reserve Bank. So the Reserve Bank requires all of the banks that accept deposits to report a lot of information to them on a monthly basis. Now, not all of that information is made public because some of it is regarded as confidential for the bank, but quite a lot is public. And so based on that information, you can work out how much the corporate sector or any other component of the economy has on deposit at South African banks. And so that number you're referring to, that is only South African companies. There's no foreign companies in that calculation. And also, it is only money deposited in South African banks. So it's not where you've got a South African company that does business internationally and has some money overseas. That's not included. That would be additional funds. So this is only South African companies holding money in a South African bank.
And is it at an all-time high?
So it's gone to an all-time high, just over 1.4 trillion. I think what for me stands out about this is not so much the absolute number, but it's the rate of increase or the rate of growth in that cash balance. Since 2020, so just before COVID started, the corporate cash balance has gone up twice as far as inflation. Now, that's a significant increase in a time period when has gone through extreme difficulty in terms of low growth, the COVID crisis itself, electricity outages, social unrest. A whole lot of factors have hurt the South African economy since 2020, and yet the corporate sector has been able to increase cash considerably. And the way they've done that is obviously they've held back. They've held back on investment. They haven't upgraded. They haven't renewed. They've also generally been cost-cutting. So be careful about how many people they employ. Be careful about how much money they spend on travel and conferences and a whole range of things. And so they've approached this environment very conservatively. Now, that puts them in a strong position in terms of their balance sheet, right? Because at the same time that they've got all of this cash, they've also got very little debt. Corporate debt in South Africa sits at about 30% of GDP. So you've got a combination of fairly low debt, fairly high cash, a very strong balance sheet, but a generally low confidence. And so corporates are not willing to really go and use that.
Kevin, can you hear me?
Of the country, ultimately.
The line is not the best, but let's press on. So you said corporate debt at 30%, state debt at 76%, which is of GDP, which is significant. Is that ratio, how does that compare to historic ratios?
So for government debt, this is the highest it's ever been. So the government is the most indebted it's ever been. For corporates, it's fairly low. So there has been times in the past where corporate debt has been a lot higher. But in the last few years, there hasn't been a big increase in corporate debt. generally, corporates have been very reluctant to undertake any sort of big investment program. And so the corporate debt remains well under control. Now, just think about a country like South Korea, a vibrant economy, lots of growth, very competitive. Their corporate debt sits at 120% of GDP at the moment. So there you've got a corporate sector that is very vibrant, but very indebted. And the two go together, because obviously they've been willing to increase their debt in order to undertake business activity and expand. In South Africa, you know, the fact that we've got low corporate debt is a help. It helps you, but it also reflects the fact that you're not investing and expanding.
Yeah. Do you know whether it's big business who has the cash or smaller, medium-sized firms?
It's almost exclusively big business. So when you look at small, medium business, you get the opposite effect. So a lot of smaller businesses are struggling. They're not able to build up cash balances. They've been struggling to cope with the weak economic environment. We get obviously many business failures. So this is very much exclusively amongst the bigger business who have been able to cope with the difficult economic environment and have been able to cut costs but still remain in business. Whereas for small business, a lot of small business, you cut those sort of costs and you're cutting out half your business activity and you might as well not exist. So this is very much a big business phenomenon. Likewise for the debt, we find that this is, the low debt is much more amongst bigger business. Small business, no, they are not in a strong financial position at all.
I don't want to, belabor the reasons for this. Obviously, it's electricity problems, logistical challenges, crime, and then maybe just a general belief that the future, policy future of South Africa is very uncertain and can be erratic. But, you know, it's obvious that an economy can only grow if it gets investments. And we've got this cash pile. If it's invested, the economy will grow. But it won't grow unless you have investments. And so it's a bit of a chicken and egg situation. So how do you think this will play out?
So that's exactly what you've described is exactly the obstacle that we face. And obviously, somebody's got to take the initiative here. So the way around this is to use private-public partnerships. In other words, there's a couple of things that South Africa desperately needs in terms of infrastructure. We know electricity, but we need better port capacity, better rail capacity, better road, water, all of those things. And obviously government wants to deliver that infrastructure, but their balance sheet is not in a position to do that. And so the corporate sector is interested in partnering with government to help alleviate the infrastructure problem. And then invest on the back of that renewed infrastructure. So the best way forward is to identify key infrastructure projects, set up a partnership between the two entities where you use the corporate balance sheet and you help government deliver the infrastructure. And obviously government then pays the corporate a fee for that contribution. The corporate sector or corporates in general don't, or the private sector doesn't own the asset. They simply operate the asset. And I think you'll find that there's quite a big unlock of investment. Now, we've done that in the energy space. If you think about solar energy, where the government said we'll deregulate it, it said you can build any size solar energy plant you want, and the private sector has built 11,000 megawatts of solar energy. And that's exactly the principle. The principle is you deregulate, you allow the private sector in, the private sector uses their balance sheet, and you start to alleviate a problem, and then you go from there. And I think that would be the best way forward for South Africa.
Kevin, bye-bye. Dankie vir jou tyd. Dit was Kevin Links van Stanlib. Omri, ek dink hy het vir ons 'n prentjie geskets wat eintlik baie dinge in Suid-Afrika opsom. En dit kan ook 'n geleentheid wees dat indien 'n paar regte besluite geneem word, is daar kontant om in ons ekonomie te belê.
Ja, absoluut reik. En ek dink 'n mark hou van sekerheid. So sodra daar 'n bietjie meer sekerheid is oor ekonomiese groei en beleidssekerheid, sal maatskappye belê. Daar is baie kontant wat al geoormerk is vir privatiserings oogmerke, maar ongelukkig ons regering skop eintlik heeltyd eie doele deurdat hulle die regulatoriese en beleids wat hulle daar stel, so moeilik maak om te belê, dat maatskappye sê maar, dan vat ons eerder ons geld, sit ons dit in kontant of belê oor see.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.